Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
A new rule will speed up the transition to electric cars. Influencers are spreading misinformation about birth control. And a new study says that Americans are kind of sad. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Thursday, March 21st. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Donald Trump is running out of options to pay off a massive fine in New York. Trump has until Monday to post a bond of about $464 million in his civil fraud case. If he doesn't, the state of New York could start the process of seizing his assets. That could include Trump's bank accounts or his properties in New York. One way that Trump could ease his cash crunch is by filing for bankruptcy. But the Post reported yesterday that he's not considering that approach, partly because he's worried it would damage his presidential campaign. Trump brands himself as a winning businessman, and some of his advisors believe that his financial success is a big part of his appeal to voters. Number 2. The U.S. finalized its strongest ever climate change rule for cars. The rule was announced yesterday by the EPA. It would force automakers to ramp up sales of electric vehicles and slash emissions from gas-powered cars. This is the biggest climate move that President Biden has made in his presidency. The EPA estimates that it would prevent 7.2 billion metric tons of carbon emissions over the next 3 decades. It would also reduce fine particulate matter in the air. That's the most risky form of pollution to human health. But the fossil fuel industry and Republican-led states are expected to challenge the rule in court. Number 3. A former Mississippi officer was sentenced to 40 years in prison for a racist assault. Christian Dedman is a 29-year-old former Rankin County Sheriff's deputy. He was one of 6 white officers who pleaded guilty in a brutal attack on 2 black men last year, Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker. That attack sparked national outrage over police brutality. The white officers had formed a group which they called the Goon Squad. And the judge who sentenced him said that Dedman had committed the most brutal and egregious acts. Malik Shabazz is the lead attorney for victims Jenkins and Parker. He spoke after the verdict yesterday.
Let this be a strict warning to all gangs in police departments all across America. Let this be a strict warning to all rogue police officers in the United States of America that you will not get light sentences, that you will not be let off easy.
3 other officers involved in the attack have also been sentenced this week, and the remaining 2 are set to be sentenced today. Women are quitting birth control as misinformation spreads on social media. That's our 4th story. Doctors say they're seeing an explosion of birth control misinformation online, which targets teens and people in their early 20s. Influencers are encouraging people to use natural alternatives, like timing intercourse to menstrual cycles. And they make false claims about the effects of hormonal birth control without scientific backing. Conservative commentators are also contributing to the spread of misinformation. Some argue that birth control has altered traditional gender roles and weakened families. But doctors warn that these so-called natural methods are less effective, and that can result in unwanted pregnancies at a time when nearly half of states in the U.S. ban or restrict abortion. Number 5. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was fired after being accused of theft and gambling. Yesterday, the baseball superstar made his debut for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who were opening the MLB season in Seoul against the San Diego Padres.
Here Here comes Ohtani. Lines a base hit to right field. His first hit as a Dodger comes against Yu Darvish in Seoul, Korea.
Just hours later, the Dodgers fired Ohtani's friend and interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara. Allegations had surfaced that he'd stolen millions of dollars from Ohtani. Bombshell reports by the Los Angeles Times and ESPN said Mizuhara's name emerged in connection to a federal investigation of an alleged illegal bookmaker. ESPN reported that Mizuhara admitted to massive gambling debts that Ohtani paid for him, but he said Ohtani himself was not doing any betting. Number 6. March Madness officially tips off today. The men's and women's NCAA basketball tournaments each feature 64 teams. They'll battle it out over the next 2.5 weeks to be crowned national champion. That means there's going to be a lot of basketball to watch. Dozens of games will overlap on multiple channels in the next few days. A fun distraction for people who don't take their jobs seriously. Michigan State and Mississippi State get things started today, with tip-off set for 12:15 Eastern on CBS. The women's tournament, which starts tomorrow, will air on the ESPN family of networks. And if you still need to fill out your bracket, we can help with that. Take a look at our newsletter to find out our best bets to win, some first-round upsets, and tips from a certified bracket master. Just follow the link in our show notes. And at number 7, the U.S. is no longer one of the world's happiest countries. The annual World Happiness Report was released yesterday. It ranks countries based on a huge survey that asks people to rate their quality of life. And to be honest, things aren't looking great for Americans. The U.S. fell from 15th place last year to 23rd this year. It's the first time the U.S. has slipped out of the top 20 since the report was first launched in 2012. The drop was driven by lower well-being among young people. There's no single obvious reason for this, but many young people have faced high housing prices, misinformation exacerbated by social media, and a loneliness epidemic. But there is still some happiness to be found in other countries. Finland took the top spot in the ranking, followed by Denmark, Iceland, and Sweden. So if you're looking to inject some happiness into your life, consider moving to Northern Europe. Or if you're not tempted by cold Finnish nights, the study also found that social interactions of all kinds are important for happiness. So go out and make a new friend. It may make you less sad. That's today's show. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the podcast, leave us a rating or review wherever you listen. Just remember what your mother told you to do if you have nothing nice to say. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.